my God! Who is this cute guy behind the gas station counter? I sure hope he doesn't have a girlfriend so I could ask him out on a super fun date. Oh wait, he does. It's me. How are you doing? How am I doing? You're doing how I'm doing, huh? Well, you must be doing great, because that's how I felt when I walked in and saw you. Which is why I decided to ditch Moon Knight and cruise round at 20 to midnight to pick up some... five gum? Oh, and to lift my amazing boyfriend's spirit as his broke-ass college boy job. I know, I'm so sweet. But not as sweet as you. Look at you in your little uniform. Shut up. It's cute. I never actually got to see you wearing it since you always covered in a hoodie and tear it off the second you get back to the dorm. You always wake me up doing it, you know? I know. You change in the restroom here if your boss didn't insist that you never show up on time without it on after that one time. Speaking of which, is he, you know, around? No? Good. 'Cause if he was, I'd kick his ass. No, that wasn't a joke. I'd totally beat that guy's ass. From everything you've told me, it sounds like a major douche, and he has it coming. Well, I guess if he's not around, that means I can climb on this counter and... Hey, what's the big deal? I'm not allowed behind the counter like this? Oh no, sir. I mean, I'm so sorry. Look at all these people. Look at the scene I'm causing. I feel so bad for embarrassing you. God, this place must really make you feel paranoid. The camera? Come on. From everything you've told me, I heard you talk a lot about this guy. He's a lazy asshole. He probably doesn't even know how to check that tape. And he's not going to, even if he does. Chill. Ugh. You're so tense. Just like when you come back after working at this dump. It really takes a lot out of you. I can tell. Hey, remember what I keep telling you. You're better than this place, and you are going to get that graduate job. You just gotta give it time. You've got all the scores for it, you've had that internship for ages, and you do so many extracurriculars, it puts me to shame. I know that after like 20 interviews, that weird application essay they made you do, and all that psychometric test bullshit. It's easy to feel like you're just a number to them. But trust me, you're at the top of their list. You've just got to give it time. This isn't going to last forever. Trust me. Come here. Oh, shit. Hello! How's it going? Don't nudge me. Just gas? Oh, and the Doritos. Cool. Cash or card? Card? Cool. Do I work here? Yeah, totally. My friend here, he's on the checkout, and I'm the backup. Yeah, this is a two-person job, you know. Pretty serious work. Nah, I'm screwing around. He's training me. I'm taking over the place when he's gone. Yeah, I haven't gotten my uniform yet. Need a receipt? Cool. Have a good night. Who buys gas and a bag of Doritos at 11:25? Shut up. I'll take over your job at any time. I'd make a great checkout girl. On second thought, I think I'd make a better library girl. A Kendra Sunderland kind of library girl. What kind of whack-ass reference is that? Yeah, I got it. Doesn't make it any less stupid. No, seriously, the fact that they let me dress myself there is a big plus over a big chain like this. It's a really cool job. I'm happy I landed it. But it does make me kind of feel bad because so many of my friends, and you, of course, don't get the luxury of dressing and acting like yourselves when you're at work. I guess it is a college library, so they're probably as open-minded as you can get. But I feel like that kind of respect isn't something that should be like a privilege, you know? It should be just a given. Anyway, as you've no doubt guessed, I didn't just come here to give you a pep talk. I do that every day. I do have to, and I'm going to keep doing it whether you like it or not. No, I came here to do what I normally do after I give you a pep talk. You know what that means? Yes? Yes? Yes! Come on! Come on! Come here! Come here! There's nobody around. I'm just gonna help you relax until the ship ends. And you aren't. Just let me, okay? You aren't going to stop me. Forget about your boss. Like I said, he's not going to get that tape back. Come on. Stick it to the man and stick it in my mouth. Didn't take long for your hands to find the back of my head, did it? Go on, push me down a little. You know I don't mind. There's a guy coming in. I'm not going anywhere. Stay closer to the counter. He won't see me. He's not gonna see me. Just shove it down my throat until he leaves. Mm. Okay. Let's hope that was your last customer for the night, because I'm getting you out of these jeans. I'm getting out of my jeans and getting up on this counter, and you're going to fuck me on it. Yes, I'm fucking serious. Fuck me right here on this counter in the middle of the store. Nobody's going to catch us. It's midnight. You'll see someone coming from a mile away, like the other guy. And if you don't, who cares? Fuck the world and just fuck me. I swear, if I slide my ass over this barcode reader thing and it beeps. Don't tease me, baby. Just put it in already. I'm wet enough. That's it, baby. Take out all your stress. You don't have to hold back. Just imagine we're in the dorm, fucking on the kitchen counter. Fuck me like you do when you're there. Pick up the pace. That's it. Fuck me. Baby, fuck me harder, just like that. You know I can take it. You know I like that. Fuck yeah, I love it when you get me all worked up and you pound me like this. Fuck, that's perfect. I want to feel those balls slap against my ass cheeks. I want to hear that sound as you push deep inside. Ugh, there you go. There you go, just like that. Fuck. Can you imagine if your boss walked in right now? If he walked through that back door and caught you fucking your girlfriend on the gas station counter, you'd keep fucking me, wouldn't you? You wouldn't even look back. You wouldn't even care. All do you care about is filling me up with your cock and making us both feel good. But I'd look at him. Yeah, I'd stare that stupid motherfucker down, and I'd smile like I am right now and tell you to fuck me even harder. And he'd just stand there, dumbstruck. I almost want to do it just to see his face. I love you. I love you so much. Come inside me. Now. Please. Do it. Now. Now. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Sorry, you know how I get like that when we're, whatever, I meant sick. I love you. Do you L-word me too? I know you do. Okay, stop. Save it for bed. As hot as it was to get fucked on this counter, it's also very cold and very unsupportive. And if we go any longer, you're going to get hard again and we'll both be up here. Pull out. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to look sexy for you. You came a lot. It's gonna be a fun ride getting my panties all sticky. Speaking of which, when are you out of the stump again? 3 hours? Well, obviously I can't hang out around that long. Obviously. But before I go, I got one last treat to get you through the night. What is it? I'm glad you asked. Yes, I opened it. Shut up, just read it. Looks like this is your last shift, Mr. New Job. You're gonna pick me up like that. Congratulations, baby. I fucking told you you'd get it. I told you, you were the top of their list. So, since it looks like you just got the day off, here, tomorrow, and forever, I'm thinking I'm gonna go home and get drunk, then you're gonna come home and get drunk with me, and we're gonna fuck like rabbits all morning and sleep through the whole day. How's that sound? Pretty good? See you soon, baby. Have fun.